Apple5.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. And this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
How are you tonight?
Living well. What's up?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I would hear the very end of your health minute every time I turned the radio on, and it was about warts. And I have a daughter who has a couple that are underneath her fingernails, and she's had these since she was a teenager, and the doctors never wanted to do anything because they didn't want to, you know, mess up her nail bed. I'm just wondering if there's anything that she could take to help with those.
Well, the standard is salicylic acid. It kind of burns off the wart, kills the virus, because that's what a wart is. It's a viral infection. And that can work externally, but there's still internally some things that need to happen. You can use ionic silver. What is her age?
She's 23.
Oh, okay, she's an adult. I gotcha. Yeah, she can handle about 20 drops of ionic silver 2 to 3 times per day, and I would use wormwood tincture. Wormwood works very well. Use it 21 days on and about 7 days off. It works very well. It tastes terrible, but it works well. And I would use those two. And then, of course, on the external part, you put the salicylic acid in it. You put it over it about 3 times a day. It's the standard stuff you get at any drugstore. And it technically will make the skin go dead, and it will burn out or they call it burning out, but it really just kills the virus around that. But you got to handle it internally. If not, that's why the wart keeps coming back and can't get rid of it. So,
right. How much of the wormwood tincture will she do?
She can handle about 20 drops twice a day on an empty stomach. Will be
okay,
fine.
Now let me ask you this. Let me throw one more kink in this. She is nursing.
Throw
is that
going to
be a problem?
She's nursing right now?
Yeah, she's nursing a baby. So is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, throws a big kink in it. Can't do the wormwood.
Okay.
Okay. What she needs to do is just, she needs to just deal with the warts till she's done nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And once she's done nursing, that's when you need to do it. Because, I mean, the wart's not life-threatening. It just bothers her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do the salicylic acid on the outside of the skin. That's not going to mess up anything. But I would not do anything on the internal side. The one thing she can do is she can do oregano oil. Now, it's good with antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-yeast, and it's not really going to affect her as far as the breast milk goes or anything like that and affect the baby. So you can do a tablespoon of that a day and a tablespoon of cod liver oil. Those will actually both be beneficial for the baby. So I would do that and get started and let me know how things go. But wait on the wormwood and the silver until after she's done nursing. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to, I think it's Charlotte T. Is that right?
Charlotte.
You just spelt it wrong. Welcome, Charlotte.
I'm having a lot of trouble with my sugar.
Okay.
I've been on prednisone, and I've had to go to the hospital lots of times and to get it lowered. I'm on insulin at home, 40 units.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that I can do to bring my sugar down on my own?
There's a lot you can do to bring your sugar down on your own. Now, Charlotte, have they talked to you or have you changed anything with your diet and what you eat every single day?
No.
All right. Let me tell you this. Food is your best medicine. It is the one thing that will change you more than anything else. Now, the insulin is keeping you stabilized, but it's not going to get you well. You follow me? So it's managing your health. It's not changing your health. We need to do things that are going to change your health. And what you eat is the main thing, because it is type 2 diabetes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, what you ate got you into this situation. So if you haven't made any changes and you're living the same lifestyle, eating the same things, doing the same things that you've been doing for the past 5-10 years, then you're fueling the fire. You're not making any changes that are going to get you out of where you are. So let's talk about what's going to do that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. It is the diet that we use clinically all the time for people that are dealing with diabetes and a host of other health challenges. So first thing you want to do is you want to change the way you eat. Every meal, so if you get your carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables alone and that's it, then you're going to be in a good spot. Then you also want to have good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados. Every meal, you need a protein, you need a carbohydrate, like a fruit or vegetable, and you need a good healthy fat. If you eat like that and keep those three meals a day with a couple of snacks in between, that's going to help stabilize your blood sugar levels so that your pancreas, which is a little gland or organ that secretes the insulin in your body, will begin to balance out and begin to stabilize. So are there things you can do? Absolutely, Charlotte. You start eating that way, get a copy of my book, and start following that diet, and you're going to do very well. And let me tell you a couple of supplements that will help too, and you can pick these up at your health food store, or you can go to DrAsa.com. One of our health coaches can help you. You want to do ionic chromium, ionic vanadium, ionic manganese. Those are three minerals that you can do. So chromium, manganese, and vanadium. And then there's also an antioxidant called alpha lipoic acid, or ALA. All four of those together, you take them with each meal, and it'll help stabilize your blood sugar levels and help you. Now, the short-term victory for you is not going to be just to come off of insulin completely. But yeah, it's to see 40 units go down to 30 units. And then, you know, pretty soon 30 units will turn into 20 units. And then it'll turn into 10 units and then 5 units. And see, that's the victory. That's what we want to see, to get your body stabilized. And that's when you're going to start to win and see your body function the way it was designed to. So there's a lot you can do. All this really lies in your hands. And just as much as you've done the wrong kind of things over the years to get your body into a place where your blood sugar levels are not where they need to be, you can make these radical changes right now and see your health improve. And see, all that lies in your hands. You can make the changes today to get better health for tomorrow. And that's what we want to see for you here on the show. So let me know how things go. Stay in touch with me. Do those basic things and watch what will happen. You're going to start going to your doctor and they're going to be like, what are you doing? What things have you changed in your life? It's going to empower them and encourage them as well as to see your health and your life change. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Joan. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the
Hello.
Show.
I've been a problem with, my doctor says I have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat.
Okay. And you want to fix it, right?
Yes.
As we say in the South.
All right. I want to fix it with natural medicine, no over-the-counter drugs.
I understand. Are you taking medications now?
I stopped.
You stopped?
Yeah.
Now, did your doctor tell you to stop or you stopped?
I stopped.
All right. And we need to talk about that because high blood pressure. I'm okay if you went cold turkey on the cholesterol medication, but the blood pressure medication is something that you need to really consider. So why don't we do this? We'll go into a commercial break right now, and we'll talk about, when we come out of it, we'll talk about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, ways to manage those and using medications, but also doing it for more of the natural or preventative side of things and how to get your body working right. Because remember, cholesterol is a liver issue, but it can also affect the heart. We'll talk about ways to balance that when we come out of this commercial break. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in kept a little bottle of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a Kids Corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
get a new prescription for your life, just call 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bob from Los Angeles, California. He writes, my mother just had her gallbladder removed. How can I keep this from happening to me? Well, getting her gallbladder removed is something you definitely don't want to do if you don't have to. And I always say, unless it comes down to the wire and it is life-threatening, don't get anything taken out of your body that doesn't need to be removed. So for you, a couple of things you want to do. With gallbladder, you obviously want to make sure what the gallbladder does. Let's talk about what it does first. What it does is it helps secrete bile, and bile is a substance that goes into the body and into the digestive tract, and it helps emulsify fat. So it helps break down the fat, digest it, process it so it can be digested. And so your omega-3 fatty acids, all the things that fats are utilized in the body for, skin, hair, nails, hormone functions, everything. You're dealing with cholesterol production. When you're dealing with fats, not breaking them down is a big deal. And so when you remove the gallbladder, we still secrete the bile from the liver, but it's not as concentrated and it's not as directed and it's not as good. So the bile salts and that sort of thing tend to break down. So there's a couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to make sure that you support your gallbladder by taking L-tyrosine and glycine. Both of those are amino acids, and they're the two that form the bile salts in the body. The more bile salts you can form, the easier it is on the gallbladder to be able to break down fats and help utilize them. So if you get under a lot of stress, then glycine and taurine, the amino acids, get kind of chewed up in the body. They don't work as well. They're not as readily available. So again, stress plays a big role in the body, and we're seeing it just in this case when you're dealing with the gallbladder. There's a neurotransmitter, too, called acetylcholine. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot here on the show. But acetylcholine is the number one neurotransmitter that our body uses on a regular basis. Our brain chemistry, it's extremely important. When acetylcholine levels go down, gallbladder function goes down. It's directly correlated. So you want to keep your acetylcholine levels up. Meat, fish, eggs, those are all incredible for raising acetylcholine levels, and phosphatidylcholine, 2,000 milligrams before you go to bed, helps you go into a deep REM sleep, but it also raises your own acetylcholine levels and helps brain chemistry, but it also helps the gallbladder. So a couple things you can do, many things, to not have to get it taken out. You can also do about every 3 months, you can do a gallbladder liver flush. Very simple. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, easy to do. You want to juice organic apples to do this. And you can either blend them, juice them, however you want to do it. But you drink the apple juice mixed with water, half and half. You do that for 3 days, no food. And you can drink it every 15, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. And then 3 hours before bed, on the evening of the third day, you drink 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil mixed with 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Let me tell you, it does not taste good, but it works. You can wake up the next morning, you'll have a bowel movement. A lot of things come out, sludge and stones that'll come out from your gallbladder, and it's a great little thing to do on a semi-regular basis to keep your gallbladder cleaned out, flushed out. It's like using liquid Drano to keep everything clean in the gallbladder area. Now remember, the gallbladder is very important for dealing with fats, and fats are so important for so many processes of the body. Keep that gallbladder at all costs. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Issa. Thank you for having me on. You offer a valuable service. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Okay, I've got a degree in kinesiology and education. I played professional soccer all my life. I started truck driving last year, and until last year, I could eat and drink anything I wanted and never really had to worry about my weight. But now I'm up to 220, and I'm 6'2". To 42, and I'm used to being between 170 and 190 as a soccer player, so I'm wondering what I can do to try and keep my weight down while I'm in this truck.
All right, how many hours a day are you driving? Is it 8-hour treks, 9, 10? How does that work for you?
11 to 14.
Okay, so you're going. How many days in a row will you take these trips?
5 to 6.
All right. Are you getting out and exercising every so often, or do you just go straight through and you're not exercising at all?
I do get out at the end of my day and generally go for 1 to 2 mile walk just to stretch out.
All right. Here's what I recommend for the guys and gals that are driving trucks when I talk to them. It's very good, even if you can pull over about every, and I know it's important because you're on a time schedule, but if you could go about every 4 hours and take a 15-minute walk somewhere, yep, then that would be really good to do. That right there, and I mean a fast-paced walk where you're almost breaking a good sweat.
Sure.
That's important. Keeping the fluids up is going to be important, and yep, but the constant exercise is going to be the biggest thing. That's the number one thing. And if you could carry some TheraBands, things with you in the truck that you could actually do outside of your truck, I would hands down start doing that. Because the sitting, they're even showing now, there's an article that came out and talking about sitting. So when you're at a desk job or you're driving in a truck or you have a driving job, whatever, the body doesn't handle sitting very well. And certain processes start happening to the nervous system and also the digestive system, that they're finding that there's more toxin release when you sit for long periods of time. And so it's really important to get up and get moving at certain intervals when you're doing these long treks. It really is. So not just to keep your weight down, but for your overall health.
You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, "Honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head." And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Live healthy online
at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now,
888-273-7272. Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
I'm 45 years old. Thank you. And 4.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with cervical dysplasia. I was estrogen dominant. I went to a nutritionist. I changed my eating habits. I lost 40 pounds. I felt really good. I passed my PAP. And now I have, like, no estrogen. It's like my periods are very light, and I'm starting with hot flashes, and all my weight has come back, and I eat real healthy. I feel like I'm starving. I eat so little. I eat, like, salmon and chicken, nuts and raisins, oatmeal, eggs. I don't take any milk or anything sugary. I do have fruits and vegetables, but I just feel like my body is starving, and I have no estrogen. I'm starting to get depressed where I'm sad for no reason, or I start to cry. I just feel really like I need to do something to help myself, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, you know, when you say your estrogen is low, is that you feel like your estrogen is low, or the blood work says your estrogen is low?
Well, 4 years ago I had my blood work, and they told me everything was normal. I haven't had anything done since, but it's just that my periods have almost diminished. And I've started with hot flashes, and I just feel like I am, like it, like my estrogen is low.
You just don't, things just don't feel like they used to, right?
No, and I'm very dry, and I'm very irritable.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, there's some easy ways to handle that. If you're irritable, do you have mood swings by chance?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. And do you feel depressed, like highs and lows, and you just feel kind of down and out, the blues, kind of overall blues feeling?
Right, like I want to just stay in bed. And some days I do. I just stay on the couch and just with the covers over my head, basically. I'm just real sad.
Okay. Now, have you been taking any medications, such as antidepressants? Have you tried any of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, because there's a couple of neurotransmitters that are affecting the way you're feeling. And I want to talk to you about those first, because the body, you always have to step back and look at it as a whole. So mental, chemical, and structural, you have to look at everything. So when you're looking at the brain chemistry, let's talk about serotonin for a minute. Serotonin is what helps your body stay more, I guess we'll say more up, where you feel good, you're happier, and there's some things that you can do to keep that balanced out, keep your sleep patterns really good. One of those is called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's called P5P or vitamin B6. And you want to use that certain version. P5P is really good. Niacinamide is really good too. It's a version, it's called an activated vitamin, but it's a version of vitamin B3 and St. John's wort. All of those three are very good at keeping your serotonin levels up. And you want to eat certain foods too. Because when you're dealing with brain chemistry, you want to maintain certain food levels. And this can help out estrogen too, but mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So all those foods will help when you're dealing with serotonin. The other one is dopamine. Now, dopamine helps with those, with the mood swings, where you kind of feel like you're just up and down and you don't feel even keeled and that kind of thing. So the lows and what they can help with, meat, fish, and eggs are still good, and that's going to help with serotonin, but also cheese and chocolate. And the dark chocolate helps a lot with dopamine. Not that that's a bad thing. That's probably a good thing. You probably love chocolate. But it's, you want to do that. It's the bitter kind. So it's the one that's about 80%. But not more the milk chocolate kind, but the dark chocolate. And then you want to also look at tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine. Both of those, L-tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine, both are very good at keeping dopamine levels up, and that'll keep your brain chemistry balanced. So as far as you feeling good and feeling right, that all comes down to our brain chemistry. Now, the estrogen is another animal. If you said you're feeling dry, that sort of thing, that is estrogen related. And when's the last time you've had blood work to check on your estrogens?
It's been 4 years.
Yeah, it's time to go. Time to go to the doctor. Seriously. You want to get all your hormones checked. Get all three estrogens. They'll check estradiol, estriol, and estrone. They'll check all three. Have them check your progesterone and your testosterone. I would also have them do a full panel on your thyroid and make sure it's doing okay. Because there's a lot of factors that really can play a big role in the way that you feel. So those are just a couple things. The thyroid number's really important. And I would also have them actually check your growth hormone level. It's called GH.
Okay.
And when they check that, it has to do with the pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is the master gland. It controls all the hormone systems in the body, including estrogen and how it's manufactured. So in the body. The other thing too is, how's your diet overall? Do you eat well? Do you pursue health? Do you just kind of eat what you want to? Or tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I eat really good, to be honest with you. I like today had two eggs with red peppers and tomato for breakfast. I had half a banana. I had for lunch, I had some grapes and a chicken leg. And for dinner, I had two chicken legs and an avocado. So I eat really good. I eat really
healthy.
Yeah,
you are doing well. You want to increase your carbohydrates a little bit more. And keep the ones that you're doing, the fruits and vegetables. It's really good that you're doing that. Just increase your carbohydrates a tad bit more. You could be a little bit low on sugar. And when you get that way, it can affect brain chemistry as well. And it also affects hormones. The fats you're doing are really good. But you want to add in about 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil each day. Don't do the gel caps. You want to do the actual oil itself. So 2 tablespoons a day. That'll help with your overall body chemistry. And it'll help with your hormone levels. But more than anything, please go get that blood work done. I think that's going to be one of the best things you can do. Remember, it's a gold standard in medicine and healthcare, and it really does show us a lot. You want to do it every 6 months. After the age of about,
Well, after the age of about 25 or 30, it's good to have it every 6 months. Here's why. If you're in your 40s or 50s, you want to stay away. You want to definitely be avoiding something that could be coming down the pipeline. But if you're in your early 30s, you can start staying away. If you start seeing your body slip in certain areas, whether it's cholesterol or anemia or certain vitamin deficiencies or organ systems that are starting to go down a little bit, you can actually build those back up and stay ahead of the game rather than just letting things slide till something really does happen. So that's why it's good. Blood work is just a great general screening to do on a regular basis to really stay ahead of things and see where the body's going. So those are a couple things to do. Get those done. And if you want, you can call me back here on the show and we can go through the numbers. You can get well. You'll get things back. We've just got to figure out exactly what it is. But make sure to get with your doctor and get that blood work done, okay? Thanks, Cindy. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Okay. My problem is that at nighttime, I can't sleep, okay? It's like that, say, for instance, I go to bed at 8, and after I do that and the stuff I get and things, maybe get my 8 hours, I am acting like in a deep concentration. I can actually still hear things around me. I can tell you just about what's going on to him, people walking. It's like that my mind is still going, but my body is still. And I don't understand. And I've been like this ever since I turned 60 years old. Okay, I'm 63 now, going on 64.
Okay. So you're having a hard time. You go to sleep fine, but you don't stay asleep. Is that right?
That I'm asleep. But really, it seems like I'm woke. That's what I don't understand.
It seems like you're what now?
I'm woke. You know, it's not like I'm really sleeping.
So you feel like you don't ever feel like you get to sleep. You're kind of in that in-between state where you feel like you're half in and half out.
There you go. Yes.
Is that right?
So yes.
You're kind of in that. Okay, I understand. Well,
yes.
Now, do you stay that way all through the night, or do you finally
all
get to sleep?
The night. And then when I get up in the, like when I'm getting up, it's like that I'm very alert when I get up in the mornings. It's like that my sleep is still like they hit it like I've been asleep, but still yet, it's like that I'm woke. And
yeah,
I mean, it's hard to explain.
No. I understand what it is. I just wanted to see exactly where you were headed with everything. The neurotransmitter that you're having a hard time with is called acetylcholine, and that's what's keeping you from not getting into that deep sleep. And there's a couple of things you can do to get that back up where it needs to be. You want to do phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin. Do about 2,000 milligrams of that before you go to bed. But you also want to remove cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products from your diet because it stirs up a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. And by doing that, then your body really can't process and absorb your nutrients as well as it should. And that lowers acetylcholine levels. There's some foods that you definitely want to include in your diet. And they're foods that contain proteins, but also high-quality fats. And that would be eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those are all very good. Then there's a couple of supplements that are very helpful. Galantamine, huperzine, which is also called club moss, and then vitamin B5. Which is pantothenic acid. All of those are very good at raising your acetylcholine levels. You'd want to take those in the morning and in the mid-afternoon. You don't want to take them close to bedtime. And I would stay up a little bit longer. When you go to sleep, I would stay up at least till about, since you're having this time of drifting in and out, until about probably 10 o'clock in the evening, and then start winding down and attempt to go to bed to get a good night's rest. But those are a couple things. And make sure your calcium levels are where they need to be. Please get a blood test done about every 6 months. Have them check your vitamin D levels.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit HealingDropByDrop.com. That's HealingDropByDrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You call
call now.
888-633-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Let's go to Edna. Hi, Edna. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi. How are you?
I'm living well. What's up, Edna?
Well, I don't know how to ask this, but I was told that a nasal infection can cause an infection in your eyelids and can impair your vision. And I need to know how true this is.
Oh, that is true. Is that happening with you right now?
Yeah, I have a nasal infection, and my vision is it's going in and out. One second I can see the small letters, I can read them, but when I look out, I can see things that are lining the bigger letters, you know, in front of me. And it's the same with the pictures as well and everything else. But when I look out through my glasses, I can see everything's clear. But it's just the letterings and the pictures and the lining, you know, of everything that I'm looking at. And I've been
Have you been to a doctor to talk to him about this?
I have been wanting to talk to my doctor about this, but it just seems like I can never, hardly get anything through with him. I'm going to keep up on it, but I know that, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering.
Well, and I think what you need to do, really, is a couple things. With a nasal infection that's impairing your vision, I think one of the things you need to do is go see your doctor and sit down with them, let them run some tests and see what's going on. And if you haven't taken anything because they got to figure out if it's viral or bacterial, and probably is more bacterial than anything, and it would be good. You can use ionic silver and you can use astragalus, and they're very good antivirals and antibacterials. But this may be something, if it's starting to impair your vision, that you might need to get on a pretty strong antibiotic fairly quickly, because if the infection is going after your vision, that's not something you want to do and just kind of wait it out for 14 days. That's something you need to tackle right now. I mean, I would go see your doctor first thing in the morning. I'd be sitting at their front door waiting to get in, because you need to get some testing done. You need some blood work done. There's some things that need to take place. Please don't wait another day for that. It's one of the smartest things you can do. This is not one of those things that we just need to sit and chat about and hear some things that you can take to get better. This is something that you need to take some action, because if that infection is spreading and getting active, which it sounds like it is, then there's some immediate steps that need to be taken. So please go see your doctor on that, okay? Thanks, Edna. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Quote for the day from Max Dupree. It says, "We cannot become what we want to be by remaining the way we are." Very true. You plan on doing something new in your life, you can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expect to either do something different or be something different. You have to make those radical changes in your life to get the radical results that you're looking for. And that's the great thing about our lives, and the great thing about our health, is we can make brand new lifestyle choices every single day and do something new with our life. So the air that we breathe, water that we drink, exercise that we get, foods that we eat, rest that we get, all of those lifestyle factors, lifestyle choices, no matter what we've done for the last 10 years to put our body in the health state that it is right now, we can make a radical transition today, make a decision that we want to get well, that we want to live better, do better, and be better. And then our body, a year from now, we're going to have a brand new health and brand new body. That's the amazing thing. So regardless of how much genetics play a role, which is about 10 or about 15% of the overall equation, we have a lot of control of what we do with our life. So we don't have to stay in the same place that we are. There's really a lot that we can do to encourage our life and our health and make major changes, but we have to be willing to do that. We can't be in a mindset where we just want to stay where we are. Tonight, if you want to talk about not just your health, but maybe someone else that you know that's struggling with something they're going through. Maybe they've been given a poor diagnosis. Maybe it's been diabetes or heart disease or arthritis or hormone issues, or maybe they've been told they have cancer and it's not looking good. Maybe it's stage 3 and they've been given a short timeline. Well, let's talk about that. Let's come up with some ways to encourage them. There's nothing better than being someone's health advocate or their cheerleader when you're going through these kind of things. Let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Living well. What's up, Bill?
I'm struggling with some weight loss. I'll just give you a quick history. I'm 57 years old, and I weigh about 265 pounds. I'm 6'4", and I'm a big bone fella, former athlete.
Okay.
And I'm not obese. I really need to get about 20 pounds off around my middle.
All right. Around the midsection, you want to drop about 20 pounds off. I will get started with the anti-inflammatory diet in my book. Get your blood work done and make sure your testosterone levels and your estrogen levels. Estrogen needs to be on the lower side. Testosterone needs to be on the higher side. You want to take phosphatidylcholine before bed and phosphatidylserine during the day. That helps block cortisol levels, which helps reduce that belly fat. Exercise 4 to 5 days a week and just follow that workouts that are based in my book, and that'll carry you. 20 pounds should come off in about 30 to 40 days. Puts another hour in the chart. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope, one caller at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his 4th month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.